WGRR presents the Tim Carter American Historical Ask the Builder Show. Tim is here to answer your home improvement questions at 513-749-1035. Now, here's Tim.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. This is Ask the Builder, and you're listening to WGRR 103.5, and it's great to have you here this morning. It's actually going to be a wonderful day, and if you didn't get to enjoy yesterday, well, just get outside today. And this is the spring weather we've been looking for. It's just going to be wonderful. So, and also a reminder, you're a little groggy. I know you're getting ready to fix your coffee, but you know what tomorrow is, don't you? Mother's Day. So don't forget Mom, and go out and get something today, and just make it a great Mother's Day tomorrow, because if you haven't been a mother, and I've never been one, but I can tell you that I see what Kathy does to our kids, and boy, moms just work so hard. So just take care of your mom tomorrow and take her out to dinner, get her a gift, and just give her a call, whatever it takes. And so make sure that's part of your day. Don't wait till the last minute, because then everything's going to be picked over. Okay, if you want to give us a call, this is a great week if you're getting ready to do some outdoor projects. When we get into this type of weather, your productivity can be the highest. I often see people who wait until July, August to tackle those really tough projects, and that can be really stressful on your body. It can be really stressful on some of the materials you use. So you should be thinking about doing a lot of those now, if at all possible. And if you need help, you give us a call, 749-1035, 749-1035. That's the best way to get a hold of me. And, of course, we will help you out. And we've got Steve Mann here. What a guy. Steve, you're the best, dude. I can't believe First String is in here this morning, man. I'll tell you what. Oh, dude, we got Ron over there, and I have a good friend of mine sitting in on the show today, Bob Dickert. Bob, it's great to have you here, man.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, man. You're welcome. So, anyway, if you want to give us a call, 749-1035, and we'll talk about anything you want to talk about. But in the meantime, we're going to talk about some of the things I want to chat about. Each week I get a ton of email, and one of the I got a great email about 2 days ago, and it is about drywall. And the timing was perfect because I'm getting ready to actually do a drywall finishing ebook. And this particular email, it's really kind of funny. I'll never forget the first time it happened to me. And this person was complaining how they're getting pretty good at finishing drywall, but they have this persistent problem with bubbles in the finish. And they're talking about big bubbles, actually blisters, the size of a half dollar or maybe a quarter. And this person's just mystified, and he proposed all types of reasons why the blisters are happening. It's really kind of fascinating because he went out and did a search on the web, and he couldn't find the answer. So I'm going to be typing him the answer this morning. I was really, really busy the last couple of days. But here's what it is. If you're getting ready yourself to do drywall, this is a big mistake a lot of people make. If you're using traditional paper tape and you're putting the drywall mud on the wall, people have this – they've watched people do it on the television shows. They've maybe watched a professional finisher, and they see the person stroke that tape a couple of times with that knife, and what's they're thinking in their head is they're thinking, well, gosh, they must be getting out or squeezing out all that mud from under the tape, and that's the mistake. That's what causes the bubbles. They actually squeeze too much of that drywall compound out from under the tape, and what happens is when you go to put the next layer of mud on, that second coat, to actually bury the tape, the moisture from that second layer of mud actually causes the paper to swell underneath, and it causes that blister, and it just mystifies people. I'll never forget the first time it happened to me. I just was scratching my head as well. Luckily, I was able to get a hold of a professional drywall finisher pretty quickly, and he straightened me out. So what you're looking for is about a 16th of an inch thickness of drywall mud under that tape, and it takes a little bit of practice to learn how to do that, because those tapered edges of the drywall, they only give you about an eighth of an inch recess. So that means you've got to have a 16th of an inch under the paper tape and about a 16th of an inch of mud over the tape to hide that seam. So that is that's what happens. So you got to be careful. Don't scrape too much of that mud out of the tape. And also, if you are a newbie drywall finisher and you've bought a bucket of the mud and you take the lid off and you start to use it out of the bucket, that's generally a mistake. The material needs just a slight amount of water, and you need to kind of whip it up into a mix that's very similar to room temperature cake icing. That's what you're looking for. You don't want it to be runny, and if it's too stiff, it's way too hard to work with. So you're looking for that nice cake icing, or like mashed potatoes, you know, like a mashed potato consistency.